Then I'm also doing more on a voluntary basis on Shore. I'm now the Southampton fundraising and awareness chair, branch chairperson.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's kind of interesting, but at the moment it's kind of me on my own.
Oh, really?
I've got volunteers, but...
Yes. So you have to chair meetings.
Meetings and basically look like what I know I'm doing. I really don't. I'm learning on the job, it's fine.
Talk it till you walk it, that's what
yeah.
they say.
Yeah, make it till you make it.
No. Now, I've noticed a few times you've said the word freedom. So what is it about being out on the water? I know we've discussed like the crew, the team aspect, but is it also the sense of speed?
It's a sense of trust as well, actually, because you build up a trust and kinship with your fellow, you know, trainees, but also the volunteers who are really experienced. They're giving up their time for, you know, next to nothing back, except they want to see people progress. And yes, they're either the same age as me, younger than me, or older than me, but you have a friendship with them. Even though they're volunteers,
you put your
trust in them, and they equally put their trust in you. Like the other day, we were learning how to do match racing, which is boat on boat, rather than a big fleet of you. And in the visual impairment world of sailing, you can do blind match racing, where you have a completely blind helm, and the other two jobs... there may be different sight categories. But we had a fully sighted guy with us, myself and the other guy I was with, because neither of us wanted to helm, and it was too, not too windy, but it was, I'm just not a confident helm person. So we had him, and he said, oh, I'm doing this, I'm closing my eyes, I want you to tell me where we're going. I was like, oh, are you serious? Are you actually serious? He said, well, I'm opening my eyes every now and again just to make sure that we don't crash. Because what we were using was sound buoys. So instead of, on a normal race course, you'd have markers to show you where to go around the course and which way. But in blind match racing, you have different sound markers. So the two buoys that were indicating the line, the start line, beeped. And then we had somebody, one coach in a rib at the other end of the course, blowing a whistle.
Upwind.
To figure out where we were on the course and go upwind and then go around him and go downwind. And we won a couple of like silly races. We won a couple of them, so that's
fantastic.
But the guy that the volunteer is like, yeah, I'm closing my eyes. And this is really scary. I said, now you know why I'm terrified every time I do it.
I remember my first trip on the Lord Nelson, and they got me to pilot the tall ship out of the harbour at Oban. I was like, this is the first time on a ship, and you want me to pilot this? What is it, 100-foot-long ship out of the harbour? It was quite an experience. It puts hairs on your chest.
Try helming Tenacious, which is much bigger, quite a bit longer, into the lock before you get to Leith, and then into the berth at Leith Harbour, where you had the Greenpeace boat in front of you, and the... is it Royal Britannia? The one that's berthed the old royal yacht, basically, in Edinburgh. We had 10-metre clearance in total, and I didn't know this.
It's probably the best.
but I did once say, and they just cried like a baby because I was so relieved.
That's incredible.
I know, but nowhere else in the world would you get a blind helm person and somebody who was being my audio compass and my eyes in a wheelchair.
Oh, wow.
In charge of the helm.
Yeah.
Nowhere in the world would you ever get that, would you ever?
That's incredible.